What a beautiful presence of the Lord. Hashata. Let's slip our hands in the air one more time and receive the word of the Lord and receive what God is speaking to our hearts tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open your heart to the word of God. Open your heart to the will of God. Open your heart to his message that he is speaking to your soul tonight. Somebody remove doubt. Remove unbelief. Remove the messengers of evil and allow the word of God and the will of God to speak to your heart tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Appreciate what I feel in this place tonight. Appreciate every one of you being in the house of God. Welcome. Thank you for being here tonight. Directing your attention to Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 11. When you're there, say amen. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 11. Let us remain standing for the reading of the word tonight. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 11. And Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her son, her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. If you would, please remain standing. Place your Bibles beside you this evening. And let us go to the Lord one more time. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for anointing the singing. Thank you for anointing every part of this service. Thank you, Lord, for coming into this place tonight with such a great power and presence. Lord, anoint me to speak. Anoint me to preach. Anoint me, O Lord, to bring forth your word and your will tonight. Anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive the word of the Lord. I pray now, Lord, that every stronghold and every device and every yoke of the enemy would be destroyed because of the anointing. I pray now, Lord, that every heart would receive and that the power of God would prevail upon every life, that somebody would be filled with the Holy Ghost, somebody baptized in Jesus' name, somebody, Lord, redeemed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can you shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph? Can you praise Him tonight? Can you exalt Him? Oh, can you draw His presence in with your praise? Somebody somewhere, lift up your voice tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, amen. You may be seated. By His birth into the world and His death on a cruel cross, Jesus, the King of the Jews, provided salvation. Not just for the Hebrew, not just for the Jews, but He provided salvation for everyone who will believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Into the hands of others, He committed the responsibility of telling everyone the angelic message, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Mount Pisgah United Pentecostal Church, it's time for a people who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb to go beyond the media, go beyond ISIS, go beyond the terrorism, go beyond everything that would try to silence your voice tonight. And lift up your voice in praise. And lift up your voice in courage. And say, there still is a Savior of the world today. And His name is Jesus. There still is an answer for the world today. And His name is Jesus. Oh, is anybody under the sound of my voice tonight? Is anybody in fellowship with that powerful name? Does anybody still feel the anointing? Anybody still feel the joy? Does anybody still have the peace and the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There is a short little phrase, three words, that says, "For this cause." Probably the generation that I speak to today, some of us would vaguely recall what that is. But I will clarify it in a few minutes. But Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley, the Master, the Bishop of Souls, was moved to come from heaven to earth for this cause. Destiny is a concept that was intrigued and has intrigued mankind for thousands of years. It is reflected in ancient mythology. It is reflected in Greek and in Rome. And Norse beliefs have believed in classic literature and the arts. All of these have been motivated, steered, and directed by a simple concept of destiny. A question: was Bill Gates destined to revolutionize the computer world? what might have happened if he had pursued agriculture, medicine, or architecture instead of technology. He may have transformed those endeavors as well, or he might have faded into obscurity. We can only imagine if Beethoven had been an engineer instead of a composer. Men and women are the products of several factors, such as the talents they possess, the choices they make, and the opportunities that come their way. Luck, fate, and destiny are abstract concepts that have little to do with you and I, really. Jesus, on the other hand. On one hand, we have luck and we have fate and we have destiny. But on the other hand, we have Jesus. Bear with me just a moment. In 2015, we must awaken to the cause that moved Jesus from heaven to earth. Jesus was destined before birth to live, to die, and become the Savior of mankind. Jesus, born to redeem. I've come here tonight to preach a simple message entitled, Jesus, Born to Redeem. We must come to the idea and the understanding that we are the people that hold the knowledge and have been given the knowledge that Jesus was born to redeem. He has come here. Hands down, there is no debate over it. He is on a mission. He has come to reach the lost. He is in this building right now. He is in this world right now. He has come to redeem the lost. The prophets foresaw it. The angels revealed it. Jesus declared it, and his life fulfilled the plan of redemption. Jesus looked at Pilate and said, with all certainty, in John 18:37, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Mount Pisgah United Pentecostal Church, we have been introduced to a very single mission, and that is to reach a lost and dying generation. We are introduced and we are in love with a Savior that has one thing on his mind. He was born, he was created, he was brought into this world to redeem the lost. Oh, could somebody help me here tonight? In the name of Jesus, we've got to rise above every opposition. We got to rise above every opposing spirit. And we must reach forth with our faith and our expectation and say, you know what? When it all boils down, my Savior, the King of all kings, has come here on one mission, and that is to save somebody somewhere. Could you clap your hands unto the Lord tonight? I don't know about you. I don't know what you've came to do. And you've heard it over and over and over. I have come here tonight to worship the Lord. I've come here to lift him up. But I know one thing. I am so glad that I'm serving a God that knows that he knows that he knows that he knows that he knows what he has come here to do. You may be confused tonight. You may not understand. You may be looking around. But the God, I said the God, the King of glory, the Alpha and the Omega, he's not confused. He knows what he's here for. He has come to save. He has come to heal. He has come to deliver. He has come to set the captive free. He has come to make somebody whole. To what end was you born? We know why he was created. We know why he was born of a virgin. We know why he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. We know why he was laid in a manger. But to what end was we born? You and I were born to be redeemed. You and I was born to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. You and I was brought into this world to know him beyond any dimension that an angel can know him. We were brought into this world to be blood-bought, spirit-filled, and reunited on a level that heaven has not yet known him. I know I'm preaching something that's challenging your mind, but you have been given an opportunity to know God on a dimension that the angels desire to look into. We must realize that this is not a common thing. This is not something that we're supposed to grow used to. This is not something that we're kind of supposed to let it roll off of our back. But we are supposed to stand in awe and be amazed that the God of glory would allow us to know him. To know him in a dimension that the angels would desire to know him. Oh, we have been given something that is supernatural, unspeakable, and full of glory. It's like fire shut up in my bones, and we must realize that we have been given an opportunity that heaven desires to have. You were born to be blood-bought, spirit-filled, and redeemed. You were born to tell somebody that Jesus is here. He has come to redeem the world. To what end was you born? The devil would like to answer that question for you. But we should let the words of Jesus give us the answer today. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The end that God has planned for us is to spare us from dying lost. I want to hurry here this evening, but we've got to wake up and realize that there is still a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. We got to wake up and realize that we're not going to accidentally land on streets of glory. We got something to do. We got a job to do. We got a Savior to reach. We've got somebody somewhere that we've got to embrace, and his name is Jesus. There's an encounter that we got to make before we leave this world. We got to meet him in an altar. We got to repent of our sin. We must be buried in water in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sin. Whoa, we must be filled with that Spirit. Oh, can somebody bless the name of the Lord? In announcing the birth of Jesus to shepherds watching their sheep on the hillside, the angels were the first to bring the message of good news. They announced the glorious message that a Savior was born in Bethlehem. This announcement came to a world torn by hatred. This announcement came by a world that was pulled and broken by suspicion and racial bigotry. But the good news prevailed. The good news pushed beyond the curtain of darkness, and the good news pushed beyond the fractures and the brokenness of society. The good news, or the good tidings, you could say, prevailed and persevered and pushed and penetrated the ears and the hearts of a hungry people. As I was penning these words tonight, I was asking God, I know you know, I know you know, but Lord, is there any people that are still hungry in this world today? Is there a church that's still hungry and desperate for a move of God? Is there a people that is still saying, give me a move of God? Oh, the hustle and the bustle in the street couldn't hear it.
The ho-hum of the religious society couldn't hear it. Only a few wise men would set down their schedule and rake together some very valuable possessions and say, we got to leave our routine and we got to go to a place that we've never been and we're going to follow that star. Oh, yeah. That's right. Few men, shepherds sitting on a hillside watching their sheep. It was their livelihood. It was the wealth of their family. And suddenly, the clouds rolled back and there was a heavenly host and began to tell them about Jesus. Saints of God, how busy are we in this Christmas season? How wrapped up are we in the commercial scene of this season? Somebody somewhere under the sound of my voice tonight, the Holy Ghost wants somebody to say, put it on hold. Punch the pause button. I've got a word for you in December of 2015. I've got a message for you. Who will put the routine on hold? Who will put the commercial scene on hold? Who will put traditions of man on hold? And who will say, I've got a gift, I've got to give to the King? On a hillside, a star is seen. They announced the glorious message that a Savior was born in Bethlehem. This announcement came to a world torn and broken. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, puts it this way. There's an event. It's going to bring great joy to all people. Mount Pisgah, we've got to wake up and realize that it's not about what's going on in the media. It's not about what you're reading in the newspaper. It's not about what the radio broadcast and the news sections. It's not about all that. I might lose some of you. Yes, it's important to know what's going on. But don't let it rob your awareness of what's really going on. Oh, let me go ahead and say it this way. Yes, down here, there's killings and there's murdering and there's all kinds of terror. But I've come to tell you that that's not all that's happening. There is a place. I said there is a place that is higher than any of these things where the Master, the Savior, the One that is the Alpha and the Omega, He is preparing to reach and to save a lost and dying world. And the church needs to raise her eyes above the stuff in our streets and say it's not over, because my Master has come to do one thing, and Jesus is here to redeem. Jesus is here to save. Jesus is here to save. Jesus is here to redeem the lost. It's not about the murdering. It's not about the shooting. It's not about the terror. It's not about all the darkness. But it's about Jesus. And He is here to save. He is here to save. He is here to save. It's not time to get in a hole. It's not time to go and be depressed. But it's time to call the message and say it's not over, because Jesus is still here to reach a lost and dying world. The world is still torn by violence and hatred. The news media is filled with troublesome stories, reports of crime, war, suffering, and death. Little found in current news may be classified as good news. However, there is still good news, Mount Pisgah. I said there is still good news. In spite of what the devil would want you to believe, in spite of what the media would want you to believe, in spite of what the darkness of this world would want you to believe. I've come here tonight. I believe I'm on a mandate from heaven. I've come to tell somebody right now all over this building that there is still good news. And it's time for to get our minds off of the hustle and the bustle and the confusion and the darkness and the brokenness and all of that junk. None of that is greater than what I've got in my hand. The truth really is. I said the good news really is that Jesus is here to redeem. That's what he's come to do. I said that's what he's here to do. His mission hasn't changed. I said his agenda hasn't changed. The golden text of the Bible declares this same message in different words. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, it doesn't matter how this world is so upset, turned upside down and topsy-turvy. The Word of God is still true. If you believe in him, you ought to not go to hell. I said, if you believe in Jesus Christ, it would be a shame for you to burn in outer darkness. I've come here tonight to tell somebody, if you believe in him, you ought to be moved unto action. If you believe in him, it ought to compel you to come out of your hole and to come out of your rut and to come out of your sin. If you really believe. Oh, could somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. In writing to Timothy, Paul expressed the good news in these words. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. In Acts 2:38, Peter used the keys to the kingdom to open the door of salvation. However, before the penitent sinner can walk through the door of repentance and water baptism in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, he must hear the good news of what Jesus has provided for him. This Peter did when he preached the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord of Lords. By being born into this troubled world and dying on a cruel cross, Jesus provided salvation. Into the hands of others, he committed the responsibility of telling all people everywhere the angelic message that a Savior is born. God made no other provision for a lost world to hear the good news. He laid it on us. He gave us the calling. He gave us the responsibility. This was his only plan for men and women to bear the plan of salvation. If the church fails in the commission of preaching the gospel, there is no other means of rescuing the perishing world from a burning eternity. So, Mount Pisgah, here I am tonight. As I stand before you, I have come to tell somebody that the God of heaven and earth has come. He has robed himself in flesh. He was laid in a manger in swaddling clothes. But it did not end there. He came with a mission pounding in his heart. He came with a purpose that motivated him and moved him. He came with a mission that drove him beyond all opposition. And the darkest of nights and the most powerful kings of the earth could not stop his goal to reach this this lost and dying world. He was born to redeem people from this world of sin. It was to this end that he stepped out of glory into this old world. There were many reasons God could have come to earth, but only one cause actually moved him deep enough and motivated him strong enough. And now he is not just a man, but he is the Savior of all of the world. He is on a mission. He is God manifested in the flesh, but he is on a mission. In Matthew 1 and 21, that she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save, everybody say shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Mount Pisgah, you've heard it before, and now you're going to hear it again. When you call on the name of Jesus, you've got God with you. We have a Redeemer that is on a mission. He is God with us. I've come to tell you that we have God on a mission. He's in this building to save you. He's in this building to heal you. He's in this building to deliver you. Jesus, born to redeem. That's what he's come to do. He has come redeem the lost from this world of sin. Jesus has come to tear down strongholds and break the chains. Jesus has come to open blind eyes. Jesus has come to make the lame walk and the dumb to talk. Jesus has come to raise the dead. Jesus has come to turn this world upside down. Oh, could somebody bless the name of Jesus tonight? He's in this place right now to tear down somebody's stronghold. Jesus, born to redeem. That's what he came to do. You may not know what you're here for, but Jesus is here. And he's on a mission. He's here to save you. He's here to heal you. He's here with open arms saying, let me perform my duty. Let me perform what I've came to do. Let me do my job. Let me do what I'm so passionate about. Let me reach you where you are. Let me stop the process of sin and darkness, oppression and depression. Let me stop it. Let me heal your mind. Let me save your soul. Let me restore your vision. Let me restore your hope. Jesus, born to redeem. He has come to cast out fear. He has come to cast out doubt. Jesus has stepped into this world to let somebody know that they don't have to go to hell tonight. Jesus, born to redeem. He has come to step out in the street as people barreling down the highway on their road to hell. Jesus has stepped with mercy and outstretched arms. He has come to be a barricade. He's come to say, stop! You don't have to live that way. Stop! You don't have to be lost. Stop! You don't have to live in hopelessness. Stop! You don't have to live in despair. Stop! You don't have to be like that, because I have come to redeem you. You were born with a process in your veins. You were born with a process in your body that caused sin, dragging you to hell. But Jesus, he broke forth into this world. He broke forth against all odds and against all opposition, because he wants to redeem somebody somewhere tonight under the sound of my voice. He doesn't want to be passive. He doesn't want to sit idly by and fold his arms and just watch it all happen. But he wants to be involved. He wants somebody to fall into his arms tonight and say, oh God, I thought I would never be saved. I thought there was no hope. But Jesus was born to redeem. Oh, somebody understand what I'm trying to say. It's not going to be inconvenient. It's not going to be something he has to do rather than what he wants to do. Oh, somebody somewhere understand that his heart's pounding. His passions are overjoyed because of the potential that somebody will trust in him tonight. Somebody will throw down depression tonight. Somebody will say, maybe he can help me tonight. Jesus, born to redeem. He hasn't come here to pound you on the head. He hasn't come here to remind you of your mistakes. He hasn't come here to shove you aside. He hasn't come here to beat you up. But he's come here to redeem somebody. Is there any hungry souls in this building? Is there anybody desperate for another move of God? Is there anybody hungry to have an encounter with the Master? Is there anybody in this place wanting the Lord to perform His purpose and what He has come to do? There's somebody somewhere. You need the Master in your life. You need an encounter with the King of Kings tonight. You so desperately need God to do something in your life. You cannot afford to pass another church service. You cannot afford to sit through another message. You cannot afford to pass up another altar call. You need Jesus. I have good news. That's what he's here for. He's here to save you. He's here to heal you. He's here to answer your faintest cry. Jesus was born to redeem. You will not be a problem for him. You will not be something that he doesn't want to mess with, because he is looking for somebody that has a broken heart. He's looking for somebody that's got broken dreams. He's looking for somebody that needs a healer. He's looking for somebody that needs a master. He's looking for somebody that needs a savior. Jesus, born to redeem. That's what he's come to do. That's what he's come to do. He's come to tear down that prison you live in. He's come to rip it all apart and reach and pull you out of the rubble. He's here to change your mind. He's here to restore your faith. He's here to give you brand new joy. He's here to prove to you that you're all, that he is all you need. Mount Pisgah, I wish you'd reach your hand up right here. I'm just about through. In your mind, I want you to reach beyond the traditional Christmas. Reach beyond the commercialized Christmas. Reach beyond the ho-hum and all the junk of this year, of this season, that man has tried to clutter it up with. And reach beyond. There was a group of people in our Christmas story that were so busy, they didn't see the star. They didn't become the wise men. And they didn't become the shepherds. And they didn't get to bow beside the manger. They didn't get to see the babies dressed in swaddling clothes. But somebody somewhere in this building right now, you need to go ahead beyond the hustle and the bustle. And you need to be the one that sees the star. You need to be the one that hears the word. You need to be the one that says, I've had an encounter. Jesus, born to redeem. In this place right now, it doesn't matter what you're fighting. It doesn't matter what hell's telling you. It doesn't matter what kind of encounters you're going through. Hell wants to steal your joy. Hell wants to rob you. And there were people in our Christmas story that were robbed of the opportunity to see the star. Herod didn't see the star. The innkeeper didn't see the star. Only the wise men saw it. And the shepherds. Only a select group got to kneel and bring gifts to the Master. Who will you be tonight? Will you be the ones that are caught up in a schedule and have to rush out? Or will you be the one that will have your life changed by an encounter of the Master? He was born to do this. I said, He was born to do this. He was born to meet you at the altar. He was born to meet you in your trouble. He was born to reach you right where you are. He was born to break your addiction. He was born to call you out of darkness into His marvelous light. He was born. He was born to change your mind. He was born to heal your body. He was born to save your soul. Is anybody getting the picture tonight? He's here. He's here ready to do what He was born to do. Is anybody hungry for it? Anybody desperate for it? Anybody want it? Oh, somebody somewhere under the sound of my voice tonight, we need to come out of our pews. We need to come out of our traditions. We need to be coming out of our religions. And we need to come after the one. Yes! The only one that can save you. The only one that can heal you. The only one that can set you free. The only one! The altars are open. Would you step out? What shall we do, Peter? Repent! Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for remission of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can be washed in the blood of the Lamb tonight. You can be baptized in Jesus' name tonight. 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 Jesus was born to redeem. What are you going to do about that? Jesus is in this place to redeem. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to bring your gifts to the altar tonight? What are you going to do about that? Are you going to make your way to kneel at the altar and worship Jesus? What are you going to do about that opportunity tonight? Oh, mighty God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Holy, holy, holy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, wherever you are right now, whether you're kneeling or whether you're standing with hands raised all over this building, let your tears flow. Let your heart break in the name of Jesus. Oh, as they play and sing, let the Spirit of the Lord move. Let the anointing of God break your yoke. In the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord prevail right now and destroy the chains and the strongholds.